next week that is the deadline for the document release or possible document dump on what we don't know about JFK?
Yeah, it April the 26th is the deadline after all of these years for the final production of all the JFK files inside the government that have been sealed for all these years. And if the CIA, FBI, NSA, whoever, has any final objections for national security purposes, the person who decides yay or nay is Donald Trump. President Trump gets to say yes to release them or not. He's committed to release them publicly, and I'm one of maybe the few who thinks he's going to keep that promise. I think he's going to force them to get these documents into daylight. They should have been released years ago, and it's about time.
Wow. So you're betting, if you were going to put your shekels on any part of the gambling table, you would bet he's going to release this last group. Is there the possibility of a blockbuster in there? Because as I remember the last one, there was nothing really exciting.
Yeah, that's why we think if there's anything exciting, it'll be in this last grab. This is the batch they've held off on fighting. This is the batch that could be embarrassing to them. I don't think there'll be a bad use of a term, a smoking gun, you know, when it comes to the assassination, that'll change everybody's feelings about it or make everybody in America agree on a single conclusion. But I think it'll be embarrassing to the CIA and FBI what they might have known about Oswald and what they didn't do about it, sort of like the intelligence agencies did on 9/11 on radical Islam and not doing anything until, you know, the attack took place. But I think that in this case, they will redact, hold back, and black out names of people who might still be alive in their 80s or that, people in intelligence operations who helped us in Cuba back in the 60s, and that the president's agreed to. But for everything else, they're supposed to put it out, and they're going to have a high bar to get him to agree to keep them secret, I think. I think he'd like to go down as the president who released the JFK files.
Oh, that's kind of a cool thought, because, you know, he likes to have check marks on his list of accomplishments.
He could say that all the time. It took every other president since then. Nobody's done it, and here he is. He's the one who finally signed off and made them free. So and he talks often about the deep state, you know, and how the deep state has worked against him. So this would be an instance in which he's actually going against it. It's the deep state, if you want to call it the CIA, FBI, NSA, and all of that, who fight to keep the documents secret based upon a whole bunch of technicalities and arcane legal mumbo-jumbo in the Freedom of Information law. So, you know, he's not going to get bogged down, I don't think. This president's not going to get bogged down in those weeds. So if he keeps the larger picture in mind, which is the American people have a right to know what the government knows about the murder of one of its own presidents, he will set them free.
I told you, people listening, this guy is the greatest. His name is Gerald Posner. If you're a book fan and you love history and you love American history and a lot of the stuff that's going on, check him out. His wife also wrote a great book. They're a power couple. She wrote a book on the pharmacist of Auschwitz that I just love. So thank your wife, and I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. As always, it's great to talk to you. I can't believe, you know, we just covered about the revolution in Saudi Arabia and the JFK files and a little bit about the third man in 15 minutes. That's more productive than I've been in about 3 weeks.
I'm glad I could help.
All right.
Go and sin no more.